The revelers making Trinidad's carnival more sustainable, date modified colon 2025-03-04T02:28:22.657Z, description colon there are efforts underway to recycle and reuse more at what has been dubbed the greatest show on earth. The revelers making Trinidad's carnival more sustainable, March 4, 2025, Save, Anselm Gibbs reporter, Port of Spain, Save, Anselm Gibbs, carnival costumes are elaborate affairs at what many dubbed the greatest show on earth. From dazzling costumes to exuberant parties, Trinidad's carnival is often dubbed the greatest show on earth. But some of its elements are not exactly eco-friendly, and the festivities are estimated to produce 3.4 tons of waste every year, according to Carnicycle, a local initiative aiming to make festivities more sustainable. Dania McClutchy, who co-founded Carnicycle in 2018, says that while carnival is a big part of our culture, it also has a very negative environmental impact, from the events, to the textiles, to costumes used by the masqueraders, spectators, and vendors taking part in the annual parade on the 2 days preceding Ash Wednesday. Producing and transporting just a single carnival costume bra can generate approximately 37.68 kilograms, 83 pounds, of CO2 emissions, Carnicycle estimates based on calculations made using an online tool provided by Swedish tech company Dokonomi, courtesy of Lisbly Eyes Entertainment. Costumes are richly adorned with feathers and sequins and change every year. Dania and her team are working to have that estimate verified by a third party, but with tens of thousands of masqueraders parading every year. She says the amount of emissions is cause for concern. To reduce those emissions, Carnicycle has started a recycling program, collecting unused costumes that would have been dumped or burned by masquerade bands, which use new costume designs every year. Carnicycle also puts up collection bins at hotels and other venues so discarded costumes can be reused. Up until last year, we collected around 10,000 pieces of costume materials, Dania told the BBC, describing the arduous task of completely stripping down truckloads of costumes to preserve feathers, beads, and other materials for future use. Courtesy of Dania McClutchy, Dania McClutchy removes whatever can be reused from the costumes. The salvaged materials are sold to costume designers, ravers, and people in the burlesque industry, who save by buying second-hand. Carnicycle also rents out the large backpack pieces, which are a popular part of the costumes worn at Trinidad's carnival. Their price can run up to $700, £550, depending on size. Dania explains that they came up with the idea after hearing revelers complain not just about the expense but also about the weight of the backpack pieces. I'm paying this much money, but then it's heavy, and by the time it's lunch I just want to throw it away, Donnie recalls people saying. Carnicycle rents the backpacks to masqueraders long enough so that they can pose for photos, but are freed from carrying their load during the parade. Dania and Carnicycle's co-founder Luke Harris, who both hold down full-time jobs in addition to their environmental initiative, are not the only ones dedicating their spare time to making Trinidad's carnival both fun and eco-friendly. Lawyer Alia Clark and fashion designer Colleen Sanoy started a side business called Second Closet, a pop-up thrift shop where people can buy and sell pre-owned clothing. The two have also been making video tutorials with tips on how to transform costumes into beachwear and outfits for other occasions. Alia told the BBC it was something she first did for herself. After I was finished with my costume, I would rip it apart, literally down to the wire, and figure out how to make this into something else to wear outside of carnival. Now she is sharing her ideas in a video segment the two millennials have dubbed Tipsy Tuesday. They also offer a closet sorting service, which involves coming to a person's home and sorting through unwanted clothing, to rescue items fit for sale at their pop-up thrift shop. Courtesy of Alia Clark, Alia and Colleen were delighted to be allowed to sell entertainer Machel Montano's shoes and clothes, in what Colleen believes is a testament to the work they have been doing. They were asked to sort the sprawling closet of Machel Montano, a musician known as the King of Soca and a superstar in the carnival world. Clothes are personal things, especially for somebody like Machel, who has so many big moments tied to his pieces, Colleen explains. After sorting through Machel's shoes and clothes, Second Closet organized a two-day pop-up shop, giving people a chance to buy items worn by Machel on stage and in his music videos. People came with pictures, and were like, "I'm looking for this piece," Alia recalls of fans' enthusiasm for the second-hand items. But costumes and outfits are not the only items being recycled to make Trinidad's festivities more environmentally friendly. At Fete with the Saints, a party many regard as one of the best of Trinidad's carnival, food is eaten with biodegradable wooden cutlery and the drinks are poured into reusable cups. The organizers of the Fete, a fundraiser for one of Trinidad and Tobago's top secondary schools, also hire bin detectives to ensure patrons properly sort and dispose their rubbish for recycling. It is estimated that this year the bin detectives helped to more than double the amount of recyclables captured, compared with the two previous years combined. Courtesy of Close the Loop Caribbean, more rubbish has been recycled thanks to the work of the bin detectives. Over the past 3 years, we've actually prevented over 1 million single-use plastics from entering the landfill, I think maybe over 5 tons of glass, says Vandana Mangru, co-founder of Close the Loop Caribbean, a company which started working with the organizers of Fete with the Saints in 2023 to make the event more sustainable. Joseph Hadid, CEO chairman of the party's organizing committee, says that those behind the event knew that their efforts to make it greener would add some layer of costs and more labor. But he is adamant it worked and insists that the party spirit has not been dampened. These green efforts are being welcomed by patrons such as Roland Riley, who hailed it as a good initiative by Fete with the Saints to go that route. The Blue Devils breathing fire into Trinidad Carnival, our costumes are an empowerment tool, carnival revelers unite to defy Trinidad crime wave, sign up here to receive our new weekly newsletter highlighting uplifting stories and remarkable people from around the world, Trinidad and Tobago recycling. Sustainable living.